Well, if you keep up to date with the news, you would know that funerals are quite a hot topic at the moment. There have been multiple stories in the last month or two on the funeral industry covering everything from pricing to exposing secrets to a woman making teddy bear urns. And we'd like to welcome back Eric from station sponsor Hetherington Funerals, who is here to continue educating people on all things end-of-life related. Welcome back, Eric.
Thanks, Jenny. It's good to be back.
Yeah, thank you. Now, can you explain to us why all of a sudden there are more conversations in the media actually surrounding the funeral industry?
Well, the funeral industry interests people because it is, in many ways, it's a big unknown. There's a lot of mystery surrounding the industry, but also a lot of myths. And whenever there are questions, people naturally want to have answers. But not only that, everybody will at some point be affected by the funeral industry. They will all need to partake in that process. There's more media attention because of the Eastern States situation, but it's important to know that a lot of news reports are Eastern States based, which has a different process to WA and different costings too.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay, Derek, how have you found the reaction from the public in regards to the articles and, say, the news reports that have been released recently?
Well, there has been a lot of interest. And the reason is that as we are trying to achieve on these interviews, it's a matter of people being educated. And so as people learn more about the industry, they are also learning what questions to ask about the industry. They're learning to ask what is the best way to conduct a funeral and so on. There was a really interesting interview on the 7:30 report a few weeks ago. In fact, we had the link on our Facebook page at Hetherington Funerals back on June 10th. And it's worth going back to and having a look at that interview, because there was a lot of discussion about different costs and how to choose a funeral home. I certainly would recommend listeners going back to the Hetherington Funerals Facebook page to have a look at that interview.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. So, okay, Derek, let's talk about cost. How do people avoid being ripped off?
It's very simple, Jenny. It's like anything. You need to shop around. And simply because you happen to know the name of a certain funeral home, it doesn't mean you're going to be getting the best price or even the best service. A lot of smaller, independent funeral homes are providing as good, if not better, service, and more importantly, better care than some of the more well-known brand names. So it's like anything, you need to shop around, because in the funeral industry, it's not always true that you get what you pay for. Sometimes you can get a much better deal than what you initially get quoted. Sensible shopping around can in fact save you thousands of dollars for the same product. And we also recommend, when you're looking online, check the reviews.
Very true. So thanks very much for that chat, Eric. If you do have any questions you'd like to hear answered next time, please email info@hetheringtonfunerals.com.au or contact them by Facebook. And if you're interested in watching the 7:30 report Eric mentioned, go to Hetherington Funerals Facebook page or contact Hetherington Funerals and they can send you the link.